Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne announced funding for the second round of National Park Service Centennial Challenge projects today. The program aims to upgrade visitor centers and education facilities at national parks throughout the nation in the lead-up to the National Park Service Centennial in 2016. Last year, 138 projects were funded in the first round of a 10-year program. This year, the funding and project undertakings were modest at only 9 projects and $10.5 million in federal funds, with another $16.5 coming in from other organizations. 2 of the 9 projects are in Alaska. Kempthorne says $200,000 will go for improved visitor facilities at Kenai Fjord's Exit Glacier. Half the money is coming from Alaska Geographic. National Park Service spokesman Jeffrey Olson says park education for visitors is the goal.
Phase 1 of that project is construction of an 800-square-foot education pavilion, which will be adjacent to the Nature Center. That'll provide some staging areas for educational groups and for facilitated programs. The first thing that gets going is plan and design of exhibits and interior modifications to make sure everything fits.
Another $100,000 will go toward visitor entryway improvements at Wrangell-St. Elias National Park. $50,000 comes from the Stephen and Mary Birch Foundation. Olson says because the Park Service is operating on a continuing resolution, they were authorized to spend only 43% of allocated funds in this year. He anticipates more projects in the coming years.
The wheels are just out there spinning right now in the minds of park rangers, of park superintendents, and of the members of friends groups. And the longer that this project is in place and on the ground, we get more ideas. We get submissions for newer projects. And it's just kind of starting to really gain traction on the ground. So we look for great things in the future.
Olson says the Centennial Challenge program requires a match to federal funds from private organizations or state and local governments.